Well, I must say, for all the TV I did not intend to watch this weekend.
You did. You watched some TV, huh?
Flat on your back.
I did not see one Mike Bloomberg. I didn't see any. I don't remember them.
Okay.
Were you watching old movies or something?
Apparently, he wasn't advertising in Gunsmoke. Bonanza.
Oh, nice. I like
Daniel Boone.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. Daniel Boone. Way back.
I woke up one time and Gilligan's Island was on. And then I really got myself in a kind of concern when some sort of Billy Graham revival was on.
Oh, you need a little revival.
Yeah, maybe you did. Yeah, maybe that helped you.
Yeah, I'm sure your weekend was better than mine. And like a lot of people, somehow I got afflicted with something. You know, Friday we were here, and we got through the day.
Here barely.
Yeah, but I was functioning. It was like one of those, I got the sore throat. It just, you know, and with a sore throat, that's irritating.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Tough to swallow and drink. So it's like, oh, fine. Went home, but man, sometime Friday night, whatever hit me. I did not sleep at all Friday night, and the throat was so extremely sore. I mean, I was having a hard time. I mean, it hurt to cough. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to sneeze and everything. You're trying to keep liquids down because you want to stay hydrated and stuff like that.
That's tough to drink, yeah.
And poor Leia, the dog, because I'm just wandering around all night long, and she's thinking, well, you're up. Let's play. No, let's not. You just lay there, please. I actually went to one of those MedExpresses. I've not done that in a while just because I had thought I had strep throat. Because I was getting some chills and some feverish headaches and things like that. Mm-hmm. Nope. Did a flu test, and congratulations, I was told. You're the first test that we've had for the B strain. Everyone else has got A.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Congratulations. Did you get, like, a door prize for that?
Well, I was wondering, you know, some kind of ribbon or medal or anything like that.
So you do have the B strain?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm okay.
Gee, I hope my flu shot covered that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. That's what I've been thinking.
Well, it's funny because I asked. I said, did you get a flu shot? I said, no, I never get a flu shot. Should I have?
Yes.
I don't think you had to ask that question.
So I said, would that have guaranteed I wouldn't have not yet?
No.
And of course, the doctor said, well, I can't guarantee, but it's recommended.
Right.
He says, but I've seen several people who have had a flu shot and they still, but.
Yeah,
they
come out
with a strain that isn't covered by that particular flu shot.
That's right. Yes.
And frankly, if the throat wasn't so bad, I would not have gone in to see a doctor anyway. But it was at that point, it's like, oh my gosh. Like I said, I thought it was strep.
Right.
But, you know, so.
Well, I'm glad you had the weekend, though, to try to.
Oh, it was
recover.
Perfect. Yeah. Thankfully, it was Pat and I exchanged Saturdays and it was your weekend to do it, which is okay. And I literally did nothing except, I had the TV on just to kill time or trying to fall asleep by maybe being bored by something on TV.
So I'd say you had a decent weekend. You got to watch some Gunsmoke, watch some old Westerns. Any chance that you happened to stumble across Fess Parker and Davy Crockett from the 50s?
No.
No, oh, well, that's a shame. That's a shame.
But, getting Fess Parker is Daniel Boone.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah,
I didn't get him as Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett. Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah.
That's okay. Although I was reminded of watching Daniel Boone of TV show that probably wouldn't be made today.
Oh, probably. Probably parts of it that would not be.
Parts just would not be acceptable today. Then, you know, he was a man. He was a big man. And it was the old West.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I'm glad are you doing a little bit better than you were on Saturday?
Let's put it this way. I'm upright and ambulatory.
Okay.
Are you contagious?
I don't believe so.
You don't think so?
The doctor said in a couple of days you should, you don't want to do anything to force contagion on anybody.
I was going
to
say, Dave, I think, yeah.
I'm glad I'm in this room.
You're in the newsroom. You're fine. If anything, though, I bet you Charlie was probably most contagious on Thursday when he didn't know he
probably
had it, and Friday, right?
Yes.
No, I'm heavily medicated. I was willing to take anything. I mean, you know, besides the prescription I got, the Tylenol, some other things. I mean,
so we don't need to pull out that you dork song
no,
for you?
No, I hope not. I got to tell you, though, man, if somebody came to the door offering me some medical marijuana, I might have.
That's where you
taken
were.
It, eh?
I might have said, you know, let me try that. I was at that point.
Yeah. You should have just sat down with a book. That puts me to sleep. Most of them.
My eyes were hurting.
Everything was hurting,
But fortunately, like, and this is everyone has got at some point to know there are people going through right now. So we sympathize, we empathize, and hey,
it's that time of year.
We'll muddle through. I'm just glad I can be back in the swing of things, and we'll get better from here on out. But it's like, you know, when you're knocked out, man, you're knocked out.
And we believe that Art Lewis will be here today, too, because he was also
sick. I talked to Art last night, and he said that he plans to be in the day.
Good.
He basically said he got tired of just sitting around. That's it. You're just tired of just sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
You want to function.
Right.
It's like your body says you can't.
Yeah.
There's a good reason for it.